The first time I heard of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy was from Sister Henrietta. I was a little boy at the time when Sister came over to our family and taught us this prayer, and I loved it. Why? Because it was shorter than the rosary. You see, every night before we would go to bed, Mom and Dad, they would gather us seven kids into the family room and we'd say the rosary, which was 20 minutes long. So when Sister taught us this prayer, it cut our family prayer time down by at least 50%. So I thought, God bless you, Sister Henrietta. Since then, I've grown to love the chaplet for another reason, because it gives us access to the wonderful mercy of God. Saint Faustina, a Polish nun, had a number of mystical experiences with Jesus. It was through these encounters with him that she received the chaplet of divine mercy. Jesus told Saint Faustina that those who would recite the chaplet would receive tremendous graces. This is one reason why I wanted to do the video, to raise awareness of this powerful prayer given directly to us from God. So, what are some of the promises? Number one, the promise of defense. Jesus promises to a dying person that he will be their defense upon death if they say the chaplet. And if we say the chaplet on their behalf, we can obtain this grace for them. Number two, the promise of mercy. Jesus promises great mercy at the hour of death, that he will stand between his Father and the dying person, not as a just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Number three, the promise of hope. Jesus asks priests to recommend this prayer to sinners as their last hope of salvation. Jesus said that even if a person was most hard to God, if they recited the chaplet only once, they would receive grace from his infinite mercy. Number four, the promise to answer prayers. Jesus also revealed he grants unimaginable graces to those who trusted his mercy, and said, through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Now what a promise, that we would receive everything we ask for when saying the chaplet, if it is compatible with the will of God. So is there something that you've been praying about for a long time, but you've just not seen any change? Perhaps saying the chaplet for that intention is something to consider. In the chaplet of divine mercy, we have the promise of defense, the promise of mercy, the promise of hope, and the promise of answered prayers. I love the chaplet. It's quick, it's simple, and it's powerful. So my friends, let us say this chaplet often so that God can pour into our lives grace to change us, making us into the saints we are called to be. Hey guys, did you like this episode of Catholic Minute? If you did, I invite you to do three things. Number one, subscribe to Catholic Minute for free by going to my website, catholicspeaker.com. You'll also gain access to free stuff and other great offers. All of this dedicated to helping you become who God has created you to be. Number two, like and share this video. Number three, consider bringing me to speak at your next parish mission or faith event. I'd love to serve you. Thank you for watching, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Catholic Minute.